Berkeley and Oakland were, in one sense, idyllic places, because the weather is so beautiful.
Right.
And I don't remember the word racism when I was a kid. Mm. I remember the word segregation and white superiority. I remember those terms.
Mm-hmm.
But there was strict segregation in Oakland and Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And International Boulevard used to be called East 14th Street. Okay, mm-hmm. So East 14th Street was the red line. So it was very difficult for blacks to, at one point, to move into homes, even if they had the money,
right.
to move into homes above East 14th, going from East 14th right. To the hills.
Right.
So I was clearly aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the black community was so strong
mm-hmm.
that as children, we lived a life beyond that segregation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had friendships,
mm-hmm.
social interactions, and then there was always a heavy degree of travel between Oakland and the South.
Mm-hmm.
You traveled back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and this was car travel then.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Oklahoma frequently, probably every few years. And some people went and lived all the time, you know, all summer long with their relatives.
Right.
So that was not uncommon. That was something that happened. So that's how we maintained standards, you know, in spite of the harsh realities around us.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents faced it more than we did.
Right.
Our parents fought it out, because they were here. Generation after World War II. During World War II, we were welcome here because they needed us as cheap labor in the munitions factories and Benicia and Treasure Island, where my father worked. They needed black people then.
Okay? Right.
And we migrated in droves. That was part of the Great Migration here.
Right.
After World War II, their attitude was go back, but we were entrenched.
Right.
You know, my mother and father had the only black taxi cab company on this side of the bay. So they owned and operated a black taxi cab company.
Wow.
You know, we were here. We weren't going anywhere.
Right.
Things changed, of course, with the civil rights movement and the civil rights movement and of course 1954 and Brown versus the Board of Education in Topeka, Kansas, that began to change the complexion of school districts everywhere. Even if it was slow, even if it was protested against, it began to change things. But I so admire my mother and father's generation and the generation before them, because they suffered, but they were such hardy souls. And they had, again, those contacts that they never let go of.
Right.
Through the church, through the through their academic, their HBCU connections, and through family. They never let go of those.